But the next thing we're going to get into, to stick with our Valentine's Day theme,
and our food theme,
that's correct, is an edition of the Macros game.
Do we have music for this?
We do. Yeah. It'll be in post. Trust me, it's all in post. Okay. So this version of the macro game, or this edition of the macros game, we're gonna do foods that are considered aphrodisiacs. You know, we're in the love. It's a day of love, Valentine's Day. So, and hopefully, one thing you're getting on is your love with your significant other. Are you making eyes at me? All right. Well,
hey there.
Hey, maybe we have some of these aphrodisiac foods in the cupboard. We'll see.
You're listening to the Addicted to Fitness podcast, brought to you by Elemental Training Tampa. Now, here's your hosts, Nick and Shannon Birch.
Thanks for stopping by and checking out this throwback edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. We're going back in the vault to give you an old episode, which is, I think, very timely, being that Valentine's Day is quickly approaching. So we are going to share a little Valentine's Day taste test and macros game with you. It's been a little while since we've done the macros game, so hopefully this guy refreshes your memory if you guys have been missing it. And if you haven't heard it yet, then you get the experience for the first time. All right, I just want to remind you guys that we would love for you guys to share the podcast with a friend. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, it makes it super easy. They have a little share button right there. They also have the same thing on Spotify, so you can just text the episode link to a friend and boom, you've turned somebody else on to the Addicted to Fitness podcast. And while you're at it, please rate and review the podcast in Apple Podcasts or on the Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page. All right, without further ado, here is a throwback episode of the Addicted to Fitness podcast. Thanks for stopping by and checking out another Addicted to Fitness podcast. We have a very special holiday-themed episode, even though you guys will be hearing this after V-Day.
Well, yeah, if anybody's still experiencing a little romantic tryst or Valentine's Day getaway.
Yeah, well, this theme is the things we're going to talk about on this episode are kind of evergreen. Even though they have a little Valentine's slant, they will definitely can be used and enjoyed throughout the year, not just on February 14th.
Feel free to use them this coming weekend, for example.
So, first off, we talked about it last week. We've got a new segment on the show.
Yes, we have the Listeners Talk Back.
That's right. And recently, we put a post up there kind of to celebrate our 100 likes on the Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page.
Thanks, guys.
We were going to do a challenge, so a Facebook Live challenge, and we put it out there to the listeners and to the fans of the Facebook page and gave them the vote. We were going to do a 100 rep challenge of either planks, push-ups, or squats.
Correct.
And we basically let the people comment, and what was the most popular comment?
Well, apparently people really want to see us hurt because they chose push-ups.
100 push-ups, and we're going to be doing that.
100 push-ups.
You're very excited, aren't you?
I'm crying a little on the inside. You just can't tell because I've learned to mask my pain really well.
Wow. Okay. It's weird to say.
You have to.
Okay.
As a parent, you have to.
Okay. So let's get on back onto a happy track. Anyways, when are we going to be doing this?
So we're actually already going to have completed this the time this podcast is live. Mm-hmm. So this episode will be going up the day after our Facebook Live challenge, our 100 rep, 100 fan challenge.
We might still be doing it while this show goes live.
Yeah, as this publishes, we might still be broadcasting on Facebook, so check and find out if we survived.
That's it, yep. We might have to take a sick day on Monday.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, so
I'm not going to be able to use my arms.
Thank you to all those who commented on that post.
Yeah, and thanks a lot, guys.
And like Shannon mentioned, it's a new segment, Listeners Talk Back. So if you have anything, whatever comments you leave on the post that we put up there throughout the week, or if you have some other topic you want us to look into, please post it onto the Addicted to Fitness Facebook Dang it, I screwed it up again. The Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. At least I didn't say addicted to Facebook like I normally do. Which is kind of a Freudian slip almost. But anyways.
Oh, gosh.
So that was the listeners talk back section. And now, I wasn't looking at that, don't worry. So now we got our training recaps to get into. There's going to be a quick hitters this week because we got a lot of other really fun stuff we want to get into. So first, I'm going to let you go first. Ladies first.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you, sir. Well, I actually can say that I've done something, and I think that's a huge bit of progress. I am back. I am doing pretty much like anywhere from 3 to 5 times a week, but short workouts, short training. Just I have to get up early. Mm-hmm. 5 o'clock in the morning is not a happy hour for Shannon. Mm-hmm. Shannon doesn't really operate that well before 7. Mm-hmm. But I've been doing just like 30 minutes of whether it be spinning, HIIT training, or my favorite, of course, which is yoga, and just feels oh so good.
Yep.
When you're half asleep. So yeah, that's what I've been doing. I'm super excited. I feel amazing compared to what I felt like when I wasn't doing anything.
That's good. And to say that you're not a morning person is, I think, an understatement. Like it says.
Well, no, because like I love the morning, and like
you're not a love getting up.
I struggle. Yeah, like the struggle is real.
Oh, I hear you.
Like Nick is one of those people that literally jumps out of bed. His alarm goes off, and he can just boing, bounce right out of bed, and he like jots off to his room to start his day. And I'm sitting there with one eye cracked open, probably drooling on my pillow. And just like glaring at my little alarm when it goes off.
I just know if I even lay there and think, oh, I got another 10 minutes, it's just going to be downhill from there. So, yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't say I love it, but somehow I'm programmed to do that, to get up and get out. So my training recap for the week is, pretty basic. Got my training with my clients, got the title boxing classes. Actually got inherited Shannon's Fitbit charge, which we actually did a review of maybe probably 6 or 8 months ago, way back there.
It was actually last January.
Okay.
Because I had gotten it to start off the new year.
Right. Okay, so you got it for over a year ago, and now I inherited since she has the Apple Watch, which we also reviewed. I've been using that lately, and I actually have it on during my my title classes. So I'm going to have to go back and look at some of the data and see what kind of a calorie burn I have during those classes. But today I had my title class, and I took it off right before we gave Ella a bath, and I had burned 3,200 calories today so far.
Wow.
So, which is, I wouldn't say that's average. I think I probably average about 2,500. So when I get a workout like in the title, something a little bit more cardio-focused and heavy, and I'll probably get up over 3,000. So remember, you burn usually, even at rest, you burn anywhere, depending on your kind of your activity level.
Yeah.
You can burn anywhere from 1,200 to 1,600 calories just waking up and laying in bed all day. You can burn that many calories.
That sounds beautiful.
So, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things. And then on top of all your other daily activity, it adds to your calorie burn. So I've been monitoring that. Maybe I'll post some of the data I've got from my Fitbit, maybe up on the Facebook page. So check it out.
Yeah, and if you guys haven't checked out our reviews, you can definitely go and take a peek. We'll include the links in the show notes at the end.
Yes. All right, so now we're getting into the little Valentine's Day theme stuff. First thing we have is a taste test. If you guys follow my Instagram stories, the ET Tampa Instagram, you might have saw this a few weeks ago. We were grocery shopping one day, and we saw in the kind of the, I guess like the health food aisle kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like the alternative food, health food aisle.
Mm-hmm. There were some candies from Atkins. Atkins is now it's a brand name, obviously, if you're familiar with the Atkins diet, but now it's kind of like whole brand of dietary foods or health foods.
Interesting to me.
It depends who you ask if they're healthy or not. But they basically had a knockoff M&M's, peanut M&M's, which is, I can definitely speak for myself, one of my favorite candies. So we decided, in, you know, obviously in the interest of Valentine's Day, but, you know, this isn't exactly the most healthiest taste test ever, to compare and contrast the taste of the Atkins peanut M&M's and the actual peanut M&M's.
It's a little... sweet taste test.
So Shannon is going to be doing a blind taste test. You guys can't see this, but we'll put pictures up. There's two little containers she has in front of them, in front of her, I should say. Okay. And I filled them up with a couple with the real M&Ms and then a couple with the Atkins M&Ms. Okay. So just a quick nutritional facts. Which, of course, are not on this bag.
Don't you want to tell me after I eat them?
Yes. So now I got all the nutritional facts right in front of me. We're going to have Shannon do the taste test. So we're going to see if she can find out what is the real and what is the imposter. Okay?
Okay.
So she doesn't know. So she's got to reach under the little post-it. Don't look at them.
I can look. I don't have a blindfold. I'm not going to feel.
She just eats one. Okay. And I'm going to eat one too while we're waiting.
Nope. The reason I'm doing this is because Nick's already eaten both of them. He couldn't resist.
That was supposed to be a secret.
Oh, no. That's okay. What happens when your wife is your co-host.
All right. You got one now. That's one.
Okay. I mean, that one tastes pretty classic, what I just tried. So. Oh, that one's definitely the fake one.
Are you sure? That's your final answer?
Oh, yeah.
A is real M&M, B is fake M&M?
A
Atkins?
Is fake. B is real.
Okay.
Because holy cannoli, that's some weird sweetness.
Well, I'm here to tell you that you are wrong.
What?
That's actually, no, I'm kidding. I'm joking. Of course you're right.
Oh, my God. I was like, what did you do to the real M&Ms? They've been poisoned.
Of course you're right. The Atkins M&M, actually, we'll go to the real M&M. Just nutritional value of the real M&Ms.
Ha-ha, I was right.
One package, which is, they don't have how big the serving size. One package here is 1.75 ounces. One package has 13 grams of total fat, 30 grams of carbs, 25 grams from sugar, and 5 grams of protein. Okay? So as you imagine, milk chocolate, sugar, peanuts, cornstarch, and less 1% of corn syrup, dextrin, coloring, and all about a lot of coloring, and then gar acium. Okay? So those are the ingredients in the real M&Ms. So this Atkins M&M, which is one pack, which the packs contain, they're 1.2 ounces per pack. They contain 11 grams of fat, total fat. Total carbohydrates is 18 grams. One is sugar, and then 15 grams of sugar alcohols, okay, and then 4 grams of protein.
That's why.
Okay, so let me see here. And the ingredients are chocolate coating, which contains maltol, unsweetened chocolate, cocoa butter, you know, maltol and sucralose, so sugar alcohol and an artificial sweetener, roasted peanuts, maltol again, sugar alcohol. Then 1% or less of vanilla extract, confectioner's glaze, carnauba wax. Hey, you had some carnauba wax on there. Beeswax, titanium dioxide color, and then gar arabic or arabic.
It's actually not a horrifying ingredient list. Like, I was expecting worse.
Chocolate coating.
And to be honest, like, the weird sweetness that I was talking about, it's that if you are exposed to other products that use the sugar alcohols,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to like describe. It's like a light, it's like a light sweetness, but it also, I feel like it's almost the sensation of like coolness in your mouth, and it's almost like, you know, when you have powdered sugar. It's not that like super, super sweet. It's almost like this light, cool sweetness in your mouth. And yes, I have been the person that dipped my finger in powdered sugar before, so I know this. that's kind of like what it tastes like. It's not as intense as like real sugar, but it also has that like cool flavor to it, that feeling.
Right.
Whereas the classic M&M, just fatty, high calorie goodness right there. But it also tastes a lot nuttier.
Yeah.
There's a much more distinct peanut flavor in there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and we actually spoke with producer of a sugar alcohol, erythritol.
Yep.
The Swerve sweetener, which I think you probably, we found it in our local grocery, Publix. So
yeah, they sell it. I think
they distribute it nationwide.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing with some of the sugar alcohols, one kind of the knock against them is that they can cause gastric distress. So I think it's depending on, you know, your body and what's
up. Are you telling me I'm going to have toots and runs now? I'm
sorry. That's the price you got to pay.
Jeez.
Oh, I don't know. We'll see.
That's a rough price,
report back.
Man.
Yeah, report back.
Okay. Oh, God.
So, that was our taste test, and Shannon passed with flying colors, okay? So, yeah. Like I said,
we refill my cup, please?
Oh, gosh. Now she really wants some. Boom. There we go.
Thank you.
So, the next thing we're going to get into, to stick with our Valentine's Day theme, and our food theme, that's correct, mm-hmm. is an edition of the Macros game.
Do we still have music for this?
We do, yes. Yeah, it'll be in post. Trust me, it's all in post. Okay. So this version of the macro game, or this edition of the Macros game, we're going to do foods that are considered aphrodisiacs. You know, we're in the loved. It's a day of love, mm-hmm. Valentine's Day. So, and hopefully, one thing you're getting on is your love with your significant other. Are you making eyes at me? All right. Well,
hey there.
Hey, maybe the some maybe the we need raise. To maybe we have some of these aphrodisiac foods in the cupboard. We'll see. So we both picked. Yeah. We went to this website, Organic Authority. Not one that we normally use, but kind of just did a quick Google search of aphrodisiac foods. Is that how you say that?
Aphrodisiac.
Okay. So, and this organic authority came up. A lot of these, they reference that some, you know, research says, but I don't think they've really been scientifically proven that these are considered them. But, you know, like through history, these have kind of like got synonymous with being an aphrodisiac.
So some of these are like the stereotypical aphrodisiacs that you hear commonly referenced.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the whole idea of an aphrodisiac is that it's like half real and half mental.
Yeah.
So it's the very suggestion of it being arousing that causes the arousal, but like they're really not that consistent in like the placebo effect.
Yeah.
It's just the suggestion that really is powering some of these. So I think, yeah, to Nick's point, some of these you're probably familiar with, like they probably are a little stronger,
mm-hmm.
In their scientific side than others. Most of them are probably a load of hoo-ha,
mm-hmm.
but we do actually have a little, we're going to reference why these items are considered aphrodisiacs.
Right.
And some of them kind of make sense.
Yep. Yep. And there are some, I found another site, but it talked about a lot of herbal supplements that are really kind of more scientifically backed as aphrodisiacs. But we won't get into that. We're going to focus on these whole food items. Okay. So we got four, both of us picked four. And if you're unfamiliar with the macros game, one person is going to ask the other, they're going to give them a serving size of a particular food, and then they're going to say, this particular food has blank grams of what macronutrient? So a quick example, and one apple has 17 grams of which macronutrient? Shannon says,
guess carbs.
Carbs, and then she'd be right. Okay, so that was just an example. Not sure if that's right or not. Anyways, so we're going to go for each of the aphrodisiac foods.
Yep. Right?
Would you like to go first, or would you like to ask, or get asked? Wait a second.
Or be questioned?
Yeah. Actually, would you like to receive or give first? What? What are you laughing about?
The M&Ms made me funny, and now my brain's in the gutter. You can ask me first.
All right, I will ask first. The first one, which is one of my foods that I'm very fond of, actually used to be in charge of making these, believe it or not, which is another story I won't get into now.
Oh, let's not. Let's save that one for another podcast.
And the one that's probably, I think, most well-known as an aphrodisiac food, oysters.
Okay? Yep.
So, 6 medium oysters, I'm assuming raw oysters, what I was looking at, contains 2 grams of what macronutrient?
Well, they are basically snot of the sea.
How dare you? That's getting me hot.
What? Yeah. Oh, it's super sexy. Mm-hmm. They're very small. So, I mean, 6 of them is like maybe that could be like the actual oyster portion is what gonna fit in like your hand. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine they'd be super high in fat because they're a seafood. Most mm-hmm. seafood is super low in fat.
Okay.
But I would think they'd have more than 2 grams. I don't know. I'm gonna say protein.
Protein? 2 yeah. grams?
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
Yeah.
You were going down the right path. It is fat. 2 grams of fat. They actually have about 9 grams of protein out of 6. So, yeah, it's mostly going to be protein. But the food, I mean, the fat it does have in it is very kind of omega-3s, I remember our scene. So, good fat, but it also contains, according to the Organic Authority site, it says it improves dopamine, which also can increase libido, and is also, and I know this for a fact, it's high in zinc, which apparently is vital for testosterone production. So mm-hmm. those maybe kind of lend to why it's one of the aphrodisiacs. All right, your turn.
All right. So we're going to start with one I don't really associate with it being an aphrodisiac so much. Celery.
Wow.
That sounds super bland, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But one stalk of celery has 1.2 grams of this macronutrient.
1.2 grams?
1.2.
Wow.
One stalk has 1 gram. Getting into big numbers.
I'm going to go protein.
You are wrong.
Wow.
We both really are off to a terrible start. So it's actually carbs.
Wow. I thought it'd be more.
And the reason I chose the large number, believe it or not, both fat and protein are in the points.
Right.
So yeah, 0.03 for protein and 0.1 for fat.
Right.
But in terms of, I thought this was interesting. That's why I chose this one. Apparently, it increases the pheromone in male sweat, which is supposedly, you know, the sexy scent.
Right.
That draws the mates in. Yeah.
I get it.
So I thought that was interesting because celery could be one of the least sexy vegetables I could think about. Like avocado, sure. That's way sexier. It's got a ball in the middle. I don't know. How it's pretty. It's green, but it's green, but it's stringy. I don't know. We're getting into dangerous territory mm-hmm. here.
So far, we're doing awesome.
We are on a roll. All
right. The next one I have for you is one cup of diced watermelon contains 12 grams of what macronutrient?
Well, one cup. I don't think it's protein, and I don't think, I mean, this is mostly water, and then it's a very fibrous fruit, and it's a fruit, so I'm gonna go with the carbs again.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You are correct.
Phew. I was really sweating in there.
And according to this website, watermelon increases blood flow, which can deliver a Viagra-like effect. Interesting.
A Viagra-like effect.
Yeah.
Ironically, I was talking about Viagra at work today. Not anywhere in related to Valentine's Day. It's just the kind of job I have.
Weird. All right.
Weird.
Yep. Ask me.
That's all right. How are you eating the fake ones or are you eating the real ones?
Fake ones.
Well, I'm glad
you ate all the real ones.
Yes. So... Really, the gastric distress will not be on me. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the next one is actually a favorite of yours and mine.
Excellent.
It's sweet potatoes.
Nice.
We love sweet potatoes. So 1 cup of sweet potatoes has... And actually, I might change this up because this is a tricky one. Well, it has 0.1 grams of what macronutrient?
0.1 gram?
Yeah.
How many? A cup of it?
1 cup. We're going to, for the rest of mine, we're just going to go with 1 cup.
Okay.
So.
0.1 gram.
I feel like that's like one small sweet potato. So very small amount.
I'm
going to
go with fat.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
You're right.
Oh, okay. Thank goodness. I need to get a couple right here.
So, it's the other one I was going to do is the protein. It only has 2.1 grams of protein. The carbs, obviously, yeah. 27 grams. It is a starch. Mm-hmm. So, but, interestingly enough, sweet potatoes are just loaded with good things mm-hmm. when it comes to aphrodisiac. It's rich in potassium, mm-hmm. which helps combat high blood pressure that's associated with the risk of erectile dysfunction.
Yeah.
So, okay. You know, there guys,
you go. More you
apparently
know.
Eat some sweet potatoes. And then also, for the ladies, it's high in vitamin A, which boosts fertility.
Yep.
Well, I guess it's men and women, but
And the way you absorb, especially vitamin A, is fat soluble. You got to eat it with a fat source, so butter, olive
shucks.
Oil, something like that. What?
Shucks was sarcasm. Like, oh shucks, oh. I have to put butter on my sweet potato. Damn it!
I didn't get the sarcasm.
But I'm serious.
All right, all right. So your next one is 60 to 69% cacao chocolate bar contains 42 grams of what
chula.
Macronutrient?
49 grams. 49 grams or 42 grams?
42 grams. You're thinking you're combining 69 and 42.
This is getting really interesting, guys. Wow. All right, 42 grams.
Of what macronutrient?
In 1 bar of chocolate.
1 bar. I'd say it's, we know like what a chocolate bar is.
A pretty significant amount of real chocolate in there.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to rule out protein. Because if that was the case, I'd be having this for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about... I'm going to go with fat.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct. Ta-da. Yeah, I got all this off of nutrition. Was it Nutrition Self Data? That's where I got off the. That's where I got my numbers from, and they gave 1 bar, and so that was kind of their serving size was 1 bar. So, yeah, 42 grams of fat in that bar, for anywhere from 60 to 69% cacao.
That's a good amount mm-hmm. of fat in there.
Yeah. All right.
So wait, why is cacao considered
an aphrodisiac? Good point. It is very high in antioxidants and also has a chemical called, let's try this, phenylthylamine, okay, that stimulates a sense of excitement and as well-being.
I do get really excited and happy when I eat chocolate.
Phenylethylamine?
Phenylethylamine?
Yeah, okay.
We're just totally guessing at this point.
Right, yeah. The Journal of Sexual Medicine published a study that found women who enjoyed a piece of chocolate every day had a more active sex life than those who didn't.
Wow.
Pow. All right, what's the next one?
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I just realized I had this chilling out here.
I'm not sure, right. So you don't have to worry.
Are you saying I am? We're going to move over to a fruit.
Okay.
We're going to do pomegranates. Ooh. I love me some pomegranates.
Mm-hmm.
Little pomegranate seeds. They are a biatch to actually prepare.
Mm-hmm.
But they're so good.
Okay.
So 1 cup of those beautiful little jewel-like seeds contains 3 grams of this macronutrient.
Well, I'm going to say no to carbs because I feel like it's primarily carbs. For 1 cup, it's pretty significant, especially with all those seeds.
A lot of little seeds. You're doing a lot of work for that. Man, I really want a pomegranate.
I don't
now.
Think it's fat.
And some chocolate.
Pomegranate and chocolate. Anyways.
That'd be good, so, right?
I don't think it's going to be fat. I'm going to go with protein.
You are correct.
Woo!
And actually, not too far off from the fat, though. 2 grams of fat, 3 grams of protein.
Good thing I didn't get it wrong.
I know.
All right, last one. So you are basically 2 for 3 right now.
I think, yeah, we're tied.
I think we're tied. Both have 2 for 3. Okay, so now going into the last question. Oh, I didn't even think about the tiebreaker yet. All right, so... But that's because I'm going to win. Anyways, 1 cup of raw asparagus. Okay, that is the next aphrodisiac food, which is asparagus. Okay? 1 cup of it contains 3 grams of what macronutrient?
It's a vegetable. You know it's going to be higher than probably in carbs than anything else. So I'm going to not say carbs. I'm going to say... I'm going to say protein.
Is that your final answer?
Fishizzle.
Wow. You almost went fat, but then you went protein at the last second, and it paid off. It is protein.
Poop.
And protein, besides its suggestive shape, is high in B vitamin known as folate that
protein?
Is an increase...
Asparagus.
Yeah. I can't read.
He just wanted to get onto the suggestive shape.
Asparagus, known for its suggestive shape, is high in B vitamin known as folate, which aids in increasing the production of histamine, which is important to sex drive in both men and women. And is also folate important for developing fetuses. We found
and
that out.
It makes your pee smell.
That's, yeah.
That's sexy, that's too.
Wow. You have derailed.
I have gone beyond the gutter now.
All right. I got to start thinking of a...
Dark lands.
Because I got to get this to tie. Come on.
Yeah, well, I could ask... How hard or easy do we want to make this?
I don't know. Right, how hard and easy are you making it? I don't get into any of the points.
All right. So, the last one is pine nuts.
Okay.
And I love these. These are some tasty nuts. So, 1 cup of these pine nuts has 18 grams of what macronutrient?
1 cup?
1 cup, which is a lot, actually.
Yeah. I think it's going to be fat's
really
going to be
expensive.
High. I think the carbs is going to be high. I'm going to go protein.
Final answer.
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
Well, this was a trick question. Because it actually has 18 grams of both carbs and protein.
Well, there we go.
And it has 92 grams of fat.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right.
That's more than your chocolate bar.
You're right. All right. We were both.
You're both so good.
Three for four. Okay, so well, now...
Do you want to know why it's an aphrodisiac?
Yes.
So it's high in zinc, which contributes to sexual competency.
Oh, that's nice. Sexual complexity?
Competency? Maybe we should have a vocabulary competency? Or pronunciation quiz.
Having high in zinc makes you competent at sex? Is that what they're
That's
saying?
That's what it says.
Okay. All right. So we're going to go to number 16 on this list for the tiebreaker in almonds. Okay? So we're going to say we're going to pick a macronutrient. We're going to say carbs. Okay? Let's say 1 cup of almonds, we'll just say raw almonds, contains how many carbs?
Okay.
You write down yours, I write down mine.
This is like the doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
1 cup.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Am I going to get, like, copyrighted?
What?
Because I'm singing the song?
Yes.
Aw.
I don't know what song you were singing now.
What? The Jeopardy song.
Now we're definitely going to get copyrighted since you said it.
Oh.
How dare you. All right, come on. What's your answer?
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah.
All right, we're looking up almond nutrition right now. Okay.
Isn't it funny that nutrition has the word nut in it?
Let's go. Almond so we got nutrition. 1 cup that's ground, 1 cup whole. Boom. Okay, 1 cup contains 31 grams of total carbohydrates. Okay?
I definitely underestimated my carbs.
I said 20 grams.
I said 9.
Woo! Back on the winning track.
Yeah, you haven't won in a while.
Yeah, I know. Thanks. Thanks for rubbing it in. All right, guys, if you played along with us at home, please make sure you send us your scores. If you got a perfect score, maybe if you went 8 for 8, if you played all 8 questions, please let us know at the Addicted to Fitness podcast Facebook page.
Post it.
Yes, post it, please. We need proof. We need photographic proof.
Photographic proof.
I don't know how that's going to be possible.
Write on a piece of paper, I'm awesome.
Yes.
And basically, that's your proof.
Mm-hmm.
So you could just type that.
Yeah. Okay. All right, guys. Please, like Shannon said, post on the page, but also head to iTunes and give us those rating and reviews. That really, really helps us out. And visit our awesome sponsors, the Hemp Coffee Exchange.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're excited for them. They're actually pretty much done their first retail location, and we're sure to be doing a podcast from there really soon. So head to hempcoffeeexchange.com.
Yep, and if you have any suggestions, like we said earlier, on any topics coming up, please let us know. We actually have some really great interviews in the works and some other ideas that we're floating around, but we always love to hear from you. So definitely post those, and happy belated Valentine's Day, and hopefully it was a good, I don't know if I'm not going to say get lucky, but... Valentine's Day is kind of like, I feel like they have Galentine's Day now.
Let's not get on those topics.
All right. Well, we hope it was a good one for you, one way or another, in one capacity or another. Hope you got lucky.
Good. No, me too.
This is health and fitness, right?
So. All right. This has been another edition of the Addicted to Fitness podcast, and we'll check you next time.
Bye.
For all things Addicted to Fitness, you can check out our website, addictedtofitnesspodcast.com. You can also give us a follow on Twitter, @TheATFPodcast, and like and follow the Addicted to Fitness Podcast Facebook page. Last but not least, please give us a rating and review in the iTunes Store. Thanks.
I'm not looking. I'm not going to peek.
You're a peeker. I know you.
I'm a peeker. What does that even mean?
Boom. You should take a picture of this.